brought to you by Penguin.
Cold Crematorium. Reporting from the Land of Auschwitz. By Jozef Debreceni. Translated from the Hungarian by Pál Olcsvári and read by Lawrence Dobiesz. With a foreword by Jonathan Friedland, read by Roy Macmillan. Foreword by Jonathan Friedland, read by Roy Macmillan. The laws of physics dictate that the further away an object is, the smaller it appears. But the Holocaust does not obey that rule. The Nazi attempt to eliminate the Jewish people is 8 decades away, and yet it only seems to loom larger, the scale of the horror more striking and more shocking as it grows more distant. What's more, instead of becoming blurrier as it recedes from view, we now see it in sharper detail. That is thanks in no small part to the emergence, or exhumation, of remarkable accounts like this one, by Jozef Debreceni. In a way, it makes a perverse sense that the Holocaust should defy what we think of as the laws of nature, for those were devised for planet Earth, while the Holocaust seemed to take place in a different realm altogether. One survivor famously spoke of planet Auschwitz, a place where the usual laws of moral gravity did not apply, where evil was good, black was white, and night was day. Debreceni nods in that same direction towards the close of this book. After liberation, he meets people from the outside world. They are the Martians of the universe beyond the barbed wire. Debreceni's testimony itself has reached us like a message from a distant planet, his words arriving decades after he set them down. First published in 1950 in the relative freedom of Tito's Yugoslavia, where the Budapest-born Debreceni lived after the war, they were lost for a while in the static of the Cold War. The author's praise for his Red Army liberators deemed too much for the anti-communist stomachs of the West, while his insistence that it was Jews, rather than the more nebulous category of victims of fascism, who had been singled out for annihilation, proved unpalatable to the Stalinists of the East. In a Yugoslavia non-aligned between the two power blocks, Debreceni found an audience initially receptive to his story, which was written in Hungarian, one of the country's official minority languages, and produced by a state-owned publisher. But that did not last long. By the 1960s and 1970s, Yugoslavia had become a colder house for Jews. Still, now we have the book, and it was worth the wait. The library of Holocaust testimony is vast and expanding. Nevertheless, Debreceni delivers something of singular value. It's not only that his are the recollections of a fully conscious adult, when so many accounts are necessarily confined to the memories of a child, but that he writes as a professional, highly skilled observer. He's a good noticer, with a journalist's eye for the telling human detail. Crammed with other Jews from the Bačka region of Serbia into the goods train that will take them to Auschwitz, he sees Mr. Mandel, an old man, a friend of his father's, a carpenter, now deprived of the cigarettes that had been his staple. For 60 years he'd smoked 50 a day. Not a man alive had ever seen Mr. Mandel without a smouldering cigarette. On the train, his right hand sometimes moved mechanically as if holding a cigarette. Between his index and middle fingers, Mr. Mandel raised the imagined cigarette to wilted lips. Like a child pretending to smoke, he even pursed his lips to puff. Good as he is at seeing the trees, Debreceni never loses sight of the larger forest. He grasps that he is now a witness to the darkest possibilities of human nature, that he is seeing the desperate depths to which people will sink when they are deprived of the essentials for physical survival, none more basic than food. He is witness, survivor, victim, and also analyst, offering ruminations on some of the enduring questions raised by the Holocaust, among them the puzzle of how, arguably, the most cultured nation in Europe could have led the continent's descent into the most brutal savagery. This is a singular people, a bunch of inner contradictions, a bunch of dumb...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?